Babe, that was so fucking good. The pasta was like crazy. I'll have to get that again. I can't believe you got us two appetizers. It's crazy. Well, I don't know. My ex would... I mean, nothing. Thank you for spoiling us, baby. Yeah. Mm. I am so lucky to have you. It took so long to get to where we are today, but I finally have you. And I really, really have you. What do I mean? Well, no, it's I can't tell you that. It's, you'll probably think I'm crazy. No, I mean, seriously, you'll probably think I'm fucking insane. like really. Like, I do a lot to hide the crazy from you, and I mean, like, a lot. And well, I think it's just, it's probably better to do it that way. You're no. Really? You really want to know? And you're not going to leave me if I'm honest with you, right? Yeah, but do you actually mean that? Like, nothing could make you leave? Okay. Well, if it's not obvious, I've been obsessed with you since the moment I saw you. And this was before I had even had a job. I God, this is so fucking embarrassing. No, it's just, I don't want you to see me as that kind of person, but just... Okay. I love you too. You promise if I tell you all of this, you'll 100% still be in love with me? I need you to swear on your life. Okay. Well, before you met me, I was homeless and just really, really depressed. And I didn't really have much for myself, or hope for that matter. And I just felt like giving up. But then there you were. You walked by and you were with some fucking asshole, but you stopped. And you looked at me, and you really, really looked at me, not as some kind of street urchin or riffraff. I don't buy that. You really just looked at me like a person. And then you gave me $100. $100. Like it was nothing. And later, I would know what your finances were. And knew that you could barely afford to do that, but you did it. You still did it. And that's when I followed you. You and your little friend went on the bus and you walked home. It was so nice that you lived so close to me. And I ended up moving all of my things closer to you so I could watch you each day leaving your house and, you know, making sure nobody hurt you or tried to break in or, you know, and it's... this house, actually. And it was just, I don't know, there was just something about watching you walk outside every day that just was like glimpsing at what maybe our future could be. And what's that cheesy saying? It's like every man just needs the love of a good woman to feel complete or something. I don't know. But it just... I felt motivated. I felt so inspired. And so I began collecting cans all over town every day so I could finally save up and get like a down payment on an apartment. And it took a really, really long time. But seeing you every day made it so fucking worth it. I'm glad you're paying attention. That is a good question. So... it would have taken me a lot longer to save up and get myself a small apartment. But there was this, like, woman. And she just came up to me one day and gave me $1,000. She was weird. She stared at me really, really intently. And she just, she was kind of just uncomfortable. And just her teeth were kind of messed up. And she was one of those people who dyes her hair. And I don't know. She just made me really uncomfortable. But yeah, she just put the money in my coffee cup and just left. She almost looked angry about it, but I don't know. Maybe she was just doing the right thing. And I don't know. But I owe her everything. I mean, that's what really changed everything for me. And so you can probably guess what happened next. I got an apartment and worked my ass off. And then I sort of ran into you. And well, here we are. No. That was it. I stopped stalking you or following you. shortly after that, I swear. I just needed, you know, like this is a little bit of motivation to just. But I'm good now. I'm good then. I'm. Oh, okay. Well, I guess there is more. And. Okay. Well, so during our first date, I saw you type your password onto your phone, and well, when you went to grab our food, I poured some stuff in your drink. Nothing that would kill you or hurt you or poison you, but just give you like a little bit of a stomach ache. And you know, you were so quick to run to the bathroom that you didn't even grab your phone, and that's when I started sending myself copies of, well, everything, like your notes and your photos and passwords and just everything. And this made it really, really easy to make sure that everything went the way that, you know, I know it needed to be. I made it so I could do the things that I knew I was capable of and to make you happy. You're not saying anything. Does that mean you're okay with God? Oh God, this feels so fucking good. It feels so good to finally tell you. I feel like this weight has lifted off of my shoulders, and God, just, God, honestly, just it feels so good. And God, I don't want to stop. Okay. So let's see. Okay. Oh, remember? Remember how you really, really wanted that promotion? But that one asshole in your department was just like such a piece of shit. Huge kiss ass to your boss, and he was basically gonna get it because he was just being a little brown noser, just being, you know, just sucking up to your boss. Okay. So get this. I set up a spoof email and made it look like it was his, and then sent a fuck ton of dick pics to your boss. they weren't even the same dick. it wasn't mine, of course. I would never, but it worked, and he fell for it and fired your coworker like almost immediately. I mean, just when you came home and just told me that he had got let go for some reason, it was so hard to, I had to run to the bedroom and laugh because it was just so perfect. And you know, I'm sure they just told everyone it was like it's some HR related issue, but guess who got the promotion? It was you. Yeah, I would do just about anything for you. I mean, for us, basically. I mean, everything I do for you is for us. And well, that's just what a good partner does, right? Oh, what else? Ooh, that one was okay. So drugging your food, that was something I did a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit whenever we hung out. So the longer you spent away from me, the more that you would like actually physically ache for me and like want to be around me. And you know, after a few months of having that treatment, you practically begged me to move in, and you know, I just, how could I say no? And it was just it was really hard to get those dosages right, because you know, everybody's body is really different, and it's just, you know, sometimes you get a little sick, but I took care of you and I made sure that got us closer, right? Like you were just like so cute and needy, and even when you were sick and just feeling awful, like I still was happy to be there, like with your hair all fucked up and, you know, no makeup. Like I was so happy to just provide you that, and yeah, I just I mean I loved it. I loved it and God, it felt so good having you need me that badly. I think the one thing I do actually feel kind of bad about, though, is isolating you from your friends. And as much as you liked them, and they did mean well, they really did, blackmailing them did make me feel kind of bad, like really bad. But it was just, I don't know, it was kind of their fault that I had to do it. Well, your friends, you know, the married couple, they were the first. And the husband, of course, was cheating on his wife. But the best part was that the wife was also cheating on the husband, too. And they had no idea, of course. So all I had to do was threaten to tell the other one that I was going to, you know, ruin their marriage. And then just let them know that the only thing they had to do to prevent that was to stop talking to you. And I planned to do something like this anyway because, well, they just didn't seem to like me very much. And I know about the time that they told you that I had like a really bad vibe, but hypocrites. I mean, I'm not cheating on you. I'm not having some extramarital affair. So I don't know. I didn't want that kind of bad influence around you. And I knew that you're just such a compassionate and empathetic and caring person that you would just never cut them out of your life. But yeah, I made them go away. And if I'm being honest with you, and I'm really happy to be being honest with you, most of your friends are kind of bad influences. And yeah, so I mean, I had to make a lot of them go away until I could figure out people who were better for you, people who were worthy of you. Yeah, and I'm still looking, so don't look worried. I know socialization is really important, and it's important to you. So we'll don't worry. We'll find the right match someday, baby. You know I'll always take care of you. Yeah, that's probably enough for now. I think you get the point. I love you, baby. There's so much that I've done to make sure this relationship works, and I've done just about everything I can, and look how happy we are. I mean, wasn't this the best date ever? I mean, I've never seen you have so much fun, and now we're here and back in our bed and happy drunk, and our entire life is ahead of us. Come here. I want to kiss you again. And I want you so fucking badly right now. Being vulnerable really, like, makes me horny for some reason. What? Oh, what? Psycho? Oh. is this some kind of like roleplay shit? Do you want me to like be Ghostface or something? Or you're so fucking freaky. I fucking love it. What? Oh. Wait. But you said I could be honest with you, and you told me to tell you the truth, and you said that you would love me no matter what, and so you lied. You lied.
Why did you lie? Why? you said you'd love me no matter what. You said I could tell you everything. You said I can't. Why were you leaving when you said you wouldn't? Oh.
I'm sorry. I feel things. I feel things very deeply. And I need you. I need you. I need you to just sit down on the bed and just stay right there. I will just be right back. Just don't move. Here. This is your favorite. The one you can drink without even a chaser. Go on. Drink. Now.
Take the fucking drink.
I hate you for this. I hate you so much for telling me to be honest with you. I'm sorry. And I feel awful admitting it all, but it's the truth. I'm obsessed with you. And I'm sure it was hard hearing me talk about how I systematically altered and orchestrated our entire relationship, but to me, it wasn't a mistake. Drink. And it wasn't because I just wanted to control you. I mean, I thought so maybe at first, but, you know, I'm a feminist, and I think that women should have a choices and do things that make them independent and strong and make them better. And I was insecure about that at first, but I know now. I know that. And I just, it was more than that. It wasn't something societal or, you know, some sort of, I don't know, patriarchal desire to control you. It was just that I knew I couldn't be happy imagining you dating anyone else, kissing anyone else. And I wish so badly that things could just go back to the way they were before. And so the only way that I can see that happening is, well, especially after the things I've done, is for you to drink. And we're going to make you drink until you black out. And then you won't remember anything. You'll wake up and I'll be here. Your doting, sweet boyfriend who will do anything for you, including take care of you and that nasty hangover you're going to have. So drink. And baby, I realize how this must all sound. And you're such a good person. You're such a good person. I know that. And I made sure to always be mindful with your heart. I never, ever wanted you to feel sad or depressed when I started all of this. It's an awful feeling. This obsessiveness, it feels like a slow rot. The way it just twists and turns at your insides. I would never wish this upon anyone. But this is who I am. And I can't stop that. Drink. And the truth is, I'm not really a good person. At least what people define as a good person, I guess. I mean, I get jealous, I get crazy. I feel selfish all the time. But the way you look at me, the way your eyes just light up when I come home from the store or from work, it makes it all worth it to me. And I understand how lucky I am to have your attention. I mean, I may have been homeless for a while, but I'm not stupid. I knew you were the one the second you looked at me sitting up against that wall, begging for change. I was so desperate to have someone like you my entire life. And I've wanted to find that love. A love that made life worth living. And I found that in you. Drink. So I made sure to never let you fully see who I really was. And it worked like a charm, too. You were so happy to have me in your life. Every aspect. I mean, your family, your friends, your job. I was your trophy partner. Perfect. Just for you. You know, I listened. I got you all of your favorite things as surprise gifts. I mean, I you know, bought you dinner. I made you dinner. I made you so many dinners, all of your favorites. And we always did the things that you wanted to do because I loved doing the things that you wanted to do. Not because of it was an obligation, but because I just wanted to know so much more about you. All your hobbies and the things that you found interesting and passionate. I just wanted to be part of that. I wanted to be part of your life, be part of you. You know, I wanted this to be perfect, you know, and I know I'm not perfect, but I wanted it to be perfect for you. A life that was just straight out of the movies. And I needed that. I needed to do that for you. And I needed to keep that feeling forever. And I was so close. I was so close. I was so close. You told me to be honest. You told me to be honest. You told me to be vulnerable. You made this happen.
Hey.
We are not done here. And you are not done. Drink. Why did you make me tell you? Why did you lie when you said you'd love me no matter what? I hate feeling like this. So pathetic. Sometimes I would wake in the middle of the night and panic, thinking you had figured it out and that you were gone. Only to hear you just in the bathroom. I'm so scared of losing you. And I know what I've done. I know that they're bad things. Terrible, awful, evil things. And I think the worst part is that I don't know if I'll ever regret them. Because I liked how it all felt. And I wish I didn't. But I do. And it's hard to feel guilt for something. Something that you did. For love. Okay, baby. Finish the bottle. I need to clean this up. All of it. I need to make things right with you. Maybe now that you're blackout drunk, you won't remember any of this. And I can continue to be who you want me to be. And you'll stay with me. If you want to stay with me, do you think that's even possible? I mean, I can't lose you. It would be too much. And we can just love each other. We can just focus on that instead of all these other things. And I'll do that for you. I know you've been talking to your friends about me proposing, and I know that you're looking forward to that. And guess what? I found the ring. I found the ring that you wanted. And I made sure that it was the kind that you liked. I checked your Pinterest. I talked to your, you know, your family and what you had talked about. And I did everything. And I did everything. And I found the perfect fucking ring. And. I could tell, even without looking through all of your stuff, how badly you wanted me to propose. Are you familiar with the concept of till death do us part? That's all I need. Just you and me here in this home. That's all. And all I really ever wanted was to be loved. I didn't need anything else from you. And that's all you've ever given me. And all I've ever needed. Everything else is just extra. And I need you to keep giving me that love. Well, thank you for listening. I feel a bit better talking about it. Hey, just lie down, baby. I'm gonna take care of you. It's just me, your sweet, doting, perfect boyfriend. And here I am with my gullible, trusting, too good for this world partner. You believe in the good in me, don't you? And that's enough for me to just keep going. Let's just get these clothes off of you. I know you sleep better this way. And you're probably going to feel a little feverish with the hangover, and it's just better this way. So let's get these off really quick. I'm going to take such good care of you. The faster you fall asleep, the faster you'll forget all about this. And we go back to happily ever at. Oh, wow. You are a mess down there. Are you aroused? I mean, if this is what your body is telling me that you want, then I feel like it's something that I should take care of for you. Can you try to answer me? Honey? Okay, so I'm gonna take care of this for you, because I know that you can't sleep well if you're all hot and bothered. So if at any point you want me to stop, you can just slap my hand or push me away, okay? Can you nod for me or lift your hand up or anything? Oh, okay. Fuck. Well, I'm here to take care of you, and that's what I'm gonna do, okay? So just let me put these fingers in. Oh, wow. Yeah, you really want this. And I'm happy to do it. You always said I was your good boy. Well, I guess I can finally tell you my secret for why I'm so good at playing with your clit and fingering your cunt. That's because I watched you, baby. I watched every chance that I got. I watched exactly how you curled your fingers, the speed you would finger your clit if you put it directly on it or to the side, just the pace in general, and I watched the pace when you started to come. I watched so closely because I knew at some point I was going to be the one doing that. And I would pay attention to the toys you used and the things and the sizes and just everything. I paid so much attention. And that's all that was. It wasn't stalking or you know, creeping or anything like that. I was just paying attention. So many men in your life have never paid attention to you, but I have. I've always paid attention to you. And that's why you love me. God, I remember the first night that I did this to you. You came so fast. You were shocked. You were so shocked at how good I was. You didn't think that a man was capable of making you come this hard, but I am, and I did. Oh, God. And I remember how embarrassed you were, and so I faked a little bit. I acted like I didn't know what I was doing, or, you know, I asked you a few questions so you didn't feel like I was just, you know, too good to be true. But I'm patient. I've been so patient. I love being patient for you. And I'm so, so, so good at it. Hey, what are your hands doing? Why are you touching my face? Do you want me to stop or do you want... Okay. I think I get it. So cute. I can put my mouth on it. Fuck, you taste so good. You fucking always tasted good. Yeah, a few times that I broke into your house and stole some of your old underwear. I would just lay and just sniff them and just stroke my cock to them. And when the first time I finally actually ate you out, I almost came just from grinding on the fucking bed. Fuck. The way you gripped my hair when you came. Fuck. You called me a good boy. I loved being your good fucking boy. Mm. I've always wanted to be your good boy. I wanted to be your perfect, sweet, submissive boy who would do fucking anything that you asked. But I always did anything you asked, huh? All the kinks that you have, the role play. Remember when we did the CNC stalker one? It was so fucking hard not to laugh because here you were playing out this fantasy and we were actually doing that. Maybe that's why you were so wet. I don't know. I'm just happy to be here with you. There you are, grabbing my hair again. Yeah, you can pull it harder. Are you gonna come? Fuck, yes. Yes, please come in my face. Don't be shy now. Don't be shy now. I know exactly how your body works. I know that you're gonna come. Please just focus. Just get there. Just come in my face. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I love it when you come in my mouth. Oh, Jesus. What? No. It's okay. I don't have to. Hey, Jesus. You are really worked up. I mean, so am I. Like I said, I could come from just eating your pussy, but I think we should probably be done. I think maybe... What? You want... Oh, okay. I'll just grab a con... Okay. You're shaking your head a lot. I don't know what that means. You don't want me to wear a condom? Are you saying that you want to have... Okay, no condoms. I think it's amazing that you're already thinking about our future and where our life is headed. You're so fucked up right now. You can barely move. That's fine. I know what you want, baby. Here, let's just turn you on your side here. And you're just gonna need to lay here and let me take care of you, okay? I'm gonna fuck you from behind while you lay on your side. And I'm gonna fuck you so hard that you're gonna come again. And I'm gonna fill your womb with all of my fucking cum. It's kind of nice that you're in between birth controls right now, huh? I mean, I had kind of planned on doing this anyway with like an accidental pregnancy after we, you know, got engaged and stuff, but that would have been such a bitch. I mean, I'd have to like file down like fake pills or sugar pills to look like your real pills. And God, if you got an IUD or the implant, that would have, well, I don't know what I would have done then, but I'm glad that we're here now and you're ready. So, I love you. I cannot wait to get you fucking pregnant. But let's just start with this. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good. God, it took me so much practice to not just instantly come inside of you. Oh, fuck. I used to just do everything I could to just not come the second I got inside of you. And it paid off. It paid off so fucking well. Oh, God, I love being your good fucking little dildo. Oh, doing whatever you want, being a good boy, and just fucking you like this, as long as you want, slow as you want. Oh, sometimes it's torture with how slow you like it, oh, but then at the same time, you love it when I go fast, don't you? Oh, fuck. Yeah, you want me to go harder already? Okay, I can do that for you. Fuck. Yes, 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 yeah, yeah, you like when I fuck you like this? Yeah, 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 you love when I just shove my fucking cock inside of you for as long and as hard as you fucking want me to. Cause that's what good boys do, huh? That's what good boys do. Yeah, 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 and I've always been your good fucking boy. Fuck. No, 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 don't come yet. Please, 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 please. I'm not quite there. I want us to come together. Oh, fuck. I want to breed you. I want to breed you so fucking bad, but I want us to come together, okay? Okay, can you hold off? Can you hold off? Please, 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 please. I want to come with you so fucking bad. Yeah, 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 you need it faster. Oh, fuck, that's gonna help. Oh, that's fucking gonna help. Yes, 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 yes. Oh my god, oh my god, I'm getting so fucking close. I'm so fucking close, please. Just hold off a little bit longer, please. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna be a good boy and fill your fucking cunt with my fucking cum. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna get you pregnant. I'm gonna get you fucking pregnant. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Fuck, 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 come with me, please, 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 please. Oh, fuck, yes, 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 come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Here, here, just turn your head. Oh, fuck, you still feel so good. Oh, is someone finally getting sleepy? Shh, 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 shh. It's okay. You're not gonna remember a single thing. Just go to sleep so we can go back to dreaming together. Shh, 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 shh. I love you. 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 Shh, hey, baby, 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 baby. Oh my god. You are so fucking crazy. I cannot believe how much you drank last night. And I mean, for someone who doesn't drink, that was way more shots than you probably should have had. But hey, you're an adult. I'm not going to dictate what you can or can't do. You really don't remember? Jesus, you really got fucked up. You were just like knocking them back over and over. And it was, to be honest, pretty cute. And I just, you know, it's hard for me to tell you no, because saying yes to you is so much more fun. Well, I anticipated this, so I got you my perfect hangover cure, which is a really nice breakfast burrito from that one Mexican place that you really like. Not the other one that I like that you don't like. The better one, I guess. And a 32-ounce jug of Gatorade. But when I went to the store, that was the last one that they had, at least there. So I'm going to go to another store and find that same flavor that you like and just grab a couple more just in case. So I'm going to just run out and I'll be back before you know it and just relax and just lay there and just, you know, just take it easy. Hmm? What was that, babe? What did you say? Yeah, I love you too. I'll be back soon, okay? Hey, this is your ASMR boyfriend, Billy, and thank you so much for listening to this audio. I haven't really posted on Gone Wild Audio for the last month or so, and that's mainly because I've been focusing on posting my content on my profile. So if you want to get more content from me specifically, you can just check my profile and figure out how to do that. Other than that, this was a really fun audio. I actually wrote this script as an F for M very long time ago, and I thought it would be fun to change the genders and just kind of flip it, which is always an interesting challenge because the same things that turn men on are very different than the things that women are turned on by. I think, for example, with these sorts of audios and yandere and stalker type stuff, I think most people tend to prefer if the yandere male is like a little bit more doting, a little bit more like sort of consent-y, but not really. Like, he's kind of more coercive or more gentle, depending on your flavor of kink. But I think with men, they typically like women who are a little bit more forceful. So it's just kind of interesting flipping that around and changing some of the dialogue to just better suit women, and just better suit the things that I know that women enjoy, at least in my work. So I hope that comes through. If you want, I'll link the script and you can read what the original was like. It's pretty different, but still pretty much the same. I mean, the same beats for sure. With that said, I just want to remind you that there is nothing wrong with enjoying content like this. I love making content like this for you specifically. I don't really like being mean in general, but because I know you guys love these types of characters, I love making them for you. I also love having characters like this in audios that I listen to. So, you know, this is very much up my alley. And I just want to remind you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying fictional fantasy scenarios like this, or creating these fantasies at home with someone that you trust and love and feel safe with. I mean, these are hot. You know, the rape tag is one of the most fucking popular ones on Gone Wild Audio. So you're not alone. It's a very, very common kink. And again, nothing wrong with it. You are totally normal for enjoying this. I don't want you to feel bad about listening to this, orgasming to this, masturbating to this, or even just listening to this on the bus or at work. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. I promise you. You're safe. It's safe to enjoy. It's safe to enjoy with me. And it's fun. And again, no one's getting hurt. This one was kind of intense. So maybe if you need, I don't know, a snack or a blanket or a breakfast burrito, treat yourself to one, because you deserve to feel good. Okay? So take care of yourself. And like usual, I'm going to end this audio with a poem, and then you can get back to your day. This one is titled Within Me by Albert Camus. In the midst of hate, I found there was, within me, an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was, within me, an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was, within me, an invincible calm. In the midst of winter, I found there was, within me, an invincible summer. And that's what makes me happy, for it says that no matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me, there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back. Thank you so much for listening to this audio, for supporting me, for commenting, for telling me that you like my voice. I really appreciate it. I do this because it's something that I love to do, but also because I love to make you guys happy. So I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, and I will talk to you again very soon.